covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
Microsoft sent out an advisory on Friday detailing an under attack zero-day vulnerability for Internet Explorer. The scripting engine flaw can be exploited to gain remote code execution of a vulnerable machine by way of specifically crafted web page. While this particular flaw can be mitigated by restricting access to the JavaScript component jscript.dll, there is no patch available to actually fix the vulnerability. Even if Microsoft is swift to create a patch, they plan to release it on an upcoming Patch Tuesday. Since we know that's the second Tuesday of each month, they're leaving this takeover exploit active in the wild for a good 4 weeks or so, at least. These kinds of horrendous security practices are another reminder of why we shouldn't be trusting Microsoft to provide our antivirus, too. There is no practical reason to be running Internet Explorer these days. If you must use Microsoft Windows, download Chrome, Firefox, or better yet, get the Brave private browser from cat5.tv/brave to automatically block ads while you surf the web.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
Microsoft has been continually letting us down. Windows 10 has been a nightmare. Mm-hmm.
Has Microsoft ever not let us down? I mean, maybe back like Windows 93, 95?
We can say that, but I mean, it did feel like they were giving it an effort
back then.
At one point. Yeah. I mean, they had the beta team, they had the testing team before patches went out, but stuff like this and having to wait 4 weeks for an actively exploited issue that is a takeover bug. Mm-hmm. Like, this is something that could completely compromise an entire network of machines. And so if somebody, a miscreant, knows of the vulnerability within, let's say, a business network, mm-hmm. and actively exploits it, because it is, like, understand, folks, this is an exploit that is currently being used by hackers to infiltrate networks. Mm-hmm. It is currently being used. So if that's the case, wouldn't it be prudent for a company like Microsoft to say, we need to fix this, and we need to fix this now?
Yes.
Instead, they're waiting a month.
At least 4 weeks. I mean, we're talking the second Tuesday of February.
Why 4 weeks, though? Like, why?
That's arbitrary. It's just the second Tuesday of every month is when they issue their patches.
Yeah. Well, I get that, but yeah, why not push through an update?
Because they don't. Because the rollout happens on that schedule. This is the thing. They've set themselves up for this type of failure.
See, I think
their infrastructure is set up for this type of failure now.
But I don't know why they couldn't even just post it to their website and say update manually. Like,
nobody's going to do it.
But if
even if you know that that patch exists, imagine if you had 100 computers and you had to manually go. Like, the whole Windows infrastructure right now is a brutal nightmare.
That's true.
It's just ridiculous, and it's really causing companies, especially companies that are currently stuck on Windows, like that have Windows 7 machines intermixed in their network.
A lot of government agencies.
Yeah, a lot of government agencies. And we're looking at, okay, well, what do we do next? Do we buy all new systems so we can install Windows 10? Because that's usually necessary, unless you can maybe put more RAM in them, because you're going to need at least like twice as much RAM. You're going to need an SSD to, you know, make it, like, you're going to need to upgrade. You're not going to be using a five-year-old computer for Windows 10, that's for sure.
No.
At least not without a couple of little upgrades. So, you know, we look at that and then we say, okay, well, what other options are there? And these are things that we're going to be talking about here on the show. But it really just makes you go, wow, hold on, let's back up a second and say, what's really, you know, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a wake-up call, too, to say maybe Microsoft has got way too much control over our corporation.
been saying that for decades.
And a lot of people have. And I don't, and I'm not even saying that out of my Linux bias that we call it here. I'm saying that out of the reality of this is actually happening right now. There is this active threat that is being exploited and Microsoft is not doing a darn thing about it until the next patch Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And is Microsoft not vying for like some special government contract for something cloud related right now?
You're talking like you know something, but you're not actually saying something.
I feel like we've been hearing about like there's the U.S. government's looking to go cloud or something, and Amazon was in on it. There's a bunch of different companies. I thought Microsoft was in on it as well.
Well, there's only the three big ones.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm thinking about stuff like this. It's like if you're doing a push every 4 weeks, if I'm vying for a government contract to create something new, you think you'd want to have a better business model?
Well,
like,
yeah, I'm not even touching on that, like the business end of things. I'm talking like the end user end of things.
Right.
This impacts all of it.
It should make the governments wise up and say, maybe there are more secure options out there.
Yep.
Maybe there are better options out there. And that, my dear friends, is where my Linux bias comes in.
That's right.
It's true.
We'll be right back.